2 Samuel, chapter 23. Now these are the last words of David. David the son of Jesse says. And the noble man who was raised on high says. The anointed of the God of Jacob. And the sweet psalmist of Israel. The spirit of Yahweh spoke by me. And his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said. The rock of Israel spoke to me. One who rules over man righteously. Who rules in the fear of God. He will be as the light of the morning, when the sun rises. A morning without clouds. When the tender grass springs out of the earth. Through clear shining after rain. Truly my house is not so with God. Yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant. Ordered in all things, and sure. For it is all my salvation, and all my desire. Although he does not make it to grow. But the ungodly will be all of them as thorns to be thrust away. Because they can't be taken with the hand. But the man who touches them. Must be armed with iron and the staff of a spear. And they will be completely burned with fire in their place. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Jishbal the Hakmonite, of the elite troops, the same was Adino the Esnite, against 800 slain at one time. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodai the son of an Ahahite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines who were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel had gone away. He arose, and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand stuck to the sword, and Yahweh wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to take spoil. And after him was Shammah the son of Agee a Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together at Lehi, where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the plot, and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and Yahweh wrought a great victory. And three of the elite troops went down, and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed, and said, Oh, that one would give me water to drink of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David, but he would not drink of it, but poured it out to Yahweh. And he said, Be it far from me, O Yahweh, that I should do this, shall I drink the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their souls? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did the three mighty men. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was of the elite troops. And he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them, and had a name among the three. Was he not most honorable of the 30? Therefore he was made their captain, nevertheless he didn't attain to the three. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a man of valor of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds, he slew the two sons of Ariel of Moab, he went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew a handsome Egyptian, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and had a name among the three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he didn't attain to the three. And David set him over his guard. Asahel the brother of Joab was one of the 30, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah the Haradite, Elika the Haradite. Helaz the Paltite, Ira the son of Akesh the Tekoite. Abiezer the Anathathite, Sabeni the Hushathite. Zalman the Ahahite, Maharai the Netophathite. Helab the son of Bana the Netophathite, Ittai the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the sons of Benjamin. Benaiah a Pirathonite, Hiddai of the brooks of Gosh. Abialban the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhamite. Eliaba the Shalbanite, Jashan the Gunite, Jonathan. The son of Shammah the Hararite, Ahim the son of Sherer the Ararite. Eliphelet the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Makathite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite. Hezro the Carmelite, Parai the Arbite. Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite. Zelik the Ammonite, Naharai the Berathite, armorbearers to Joab the son of Zeruiah. Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite. Uriah the Hittite, 30 and 7 in all.